Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. This is your hostess for the evening, Phyllis Pricer. I am so glad you've tuned in tonight. Tonight I will be taking calls. I'll be glad to give readings tonight, do past life, future, whatever. Talk about whatever you like. You can ask questions if you want to know how to learn some techniques. Again, I've had other shows on this, on learning how to use your own inner psychic to be able to tell what the future is coming, or how to verify answers that you get. I'd be more than happy to provide this information to you. My dear friend Atira was on before me. I understand there's a good show on after me, so I'm so glad that everybody is tuning in. We had some really good shows, and every once in a while I like to just feel the show by myself and talk. Not sure what that's all about, but it's just that I set this period aside because sometimes I just like to talk to my listeners. I'd like to have them call in and chat with me, just see how things are going, to verify what's happening in your life, to talk about what I feel or maybe some of the future things that are happening, some future events that are going to be happening. So any kind of questions that you'd like to ask, I'm open to work with you and chat and discuss and just hopefully fulfill it. In the future, we're going to have some really great shows. By the way, I do give readings. I do also do hypnotherapy over the phone. So if you want to reach me, you can call me at area code 202-387-2080 anytime between 9 and 5, Monday through Friday, or you can send me an email to psychicworlds4@aol.com, or visit my website at multiplepathwaysinc.com. I am more than happy to respond to you. We can set up meeting or appointments if you like after those hours, later hours than here, so that I can talk to those on the East Coast or in other time zones. So at any rate, anyone who wants to come in and call and get a reading or ask questions, talk about healing. We can talk about some self-healing techniques and other things. I'm more than happy to do so. We have some wonderful guests I'm booking into for June. Yes, good evening.
Hello.
Okay. That I'm booking into for next week. We're having
Hello?
Bob Schwartz, Courageous Souls. It's really a fabulous, fabulous
Hello?
Book
Hello?
That I am very pleased to read. We're going to be talking to another week to Philip Gardner, who has a video out called The Ark, The Shroud, and Mary. Very, very interesting one. It's almost a travelogue where he tries to verify if these are really verifiable, and it's quite an interesting trip that he goes into. And Courageous Souls, I think I didn't tell you, is about the between lives that we have, where we agree to take on the certain challenges and certain lifestyles and families and so forth for this life, a balancing of karma, or really just about the continuing journey of the soul, the never-ending journey of growth. We're also going to have Carl Helvey, who is a doctorate in RN and a doctor of public health. He has Healthy Holistic Aging, a blueprint for success, and we know a number of people that are a part of the ARE, so we have some people we know in common. And then we're going to have an interesting person to talk to, Richard Alva, who is the author of a book comparing or speculating that Abraham Lincoln and Charles Lindbergh are the same souls. And he did 8 years of research in compiling this book and showing the similarities as well as dissimilarities between the two, and how much they have in common, and how one soul, that of Abraham Lincoln, could move and become the soul of Lindbergh in another lifetime. Very, very interesting. And these are just some of the new hosts that we're, our guests that we're going to have. We'll have some other people that we've had before. We're going to have Jeannie Page, who is the nutritionist, and she's also a psychic and iridologist and herbalist. And we're going to have back Raymond Grace, a dowser, wonderful, wonderful person. And hopefully we can get a few other people. I've been trying to reach James Wanless again, who has put out the Voyager Tarot, which I think is absolutely wonderful. And we'll have Todd Settleman back in the language of consciousness. So, again, do tune in for the future because we have some wonderful guests. And we're looking for a really wonderful summer and a wonderful year. There are a number of things going in this summer. As some of you may know, there is going to be increased activity this year. Some increased volcanic activity, which we know with Mount Kilauea in Hawaii. There will be increased hurricanes. And there are going to be also other things that are coming up. The conflagration is going to continue overseas. All of that is happening. And when we look at it from the long view of the soul.
Hello?
Yes. Good evening.
I want a reading or something about.
Yes. What is your name, please?
Ferris.
Ferris?
Yeah.
Okay, what can I help you with, sir?
Can you tell me, like, about my life? Like, what will, in the future, what will my plans be? Because I've studied the ancient stuff, so what will happen to me in these troubled times? What do you see?
Okay, you're asking for what's going to happen to you in the future?
Yeah.
Okay, and could you speak up a little bit, because you're very faint.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit better, yes.
Okay.
But in particular, what is it, you know, that's a very general thing. What's going to happen in the future?
specifically. What would my, what am I going to do, like job or like schooling or anything
okay.
like that?
You're at a crossroads. You sound rather young. Is that true?
What?
You're at a crossroads in your life.
Yeah.
With regard to schooling or working, you sound rather young, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you in your late teens?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Ferris. My feeling is you have a great deal of restlessness inside of you. Is that correct?
Restlessness? Yeah, I want to know more knowledge.
You want to gain more knowledge. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
You know.
You have inside of you a restlessness. That means that there's something that's driving you from within to reach out and strive. You're not sure which way you're heading, and you want to know what you should do. So you are at what I would call a crossroads in your life. In other words, you have several options that are going to present themselves to you. And the way that you will go is the way that you can make your own choice at this time. Part of what it would be good for, do you know meditation? Do you know how to meditate?
Not like a little bit, but I've read many, many articles. I do a lot of. After September 11th, I started to do a lot of research on ancient stuff.
Okay.
So I have so many websites, you know, I have tons of websites about higher dimensions and stuff like that.
Right, okay. Yeah, the September 11th incident was designed to bring people to a greater awareness of the future of souls.
So I, before September, yeah, before
yes.
September 11th, I didn't know anything about anything. But
right.
Now I know what the end times are going to be like.
Yeah. Well, the end times are not yet, so I wouldn't hold my breath. I'd plan for a nice long life if I were you, okay?
What I did.
My feeling is that – you would be, well, I don't know about your financial situation exactly yet, because I think there is some issue about finances regarding your ability to go to school. My feeling is
I was born blind. You
would be wise to go to a local community college, okay? My gut feeling is to go for a two-year course and to study in a two-year course. And you're on the East Coast?
No, I'm in Midwest.
You're on the West Coast?
No, Midwest.
You're where?
Midwest.
Oh, you're in the Midwest, okay.
My hope is
that you would go to a local community college, and my feeling is that you would benefit by taking courses in what we call liberal arts and history.
Yeah.
As well as in English and some of the philosophies. Okay. I think this would satisfy some of what you're reaching for. Also, continuing to study on certain areas of expertise. Have you ever heard of the Association of Research and Enlightenment, the ARE?
No.
Okay. I would encourage you to look that up on the website, the ARE, Edgar, E-D-G-A-R Casey, C-A-Y-C-E, all right? He was called mostly a prophet in our times. He lived in the early part of the last century and died in 1946-47. I think if you would pick up a book of his life at the library, this would give you a great deal of information. Also, Atlantic University is affiliated with that association and gives courses in learning about knowledge and psychic abilities and higher dimensions, past lives, etc.
One thing I would say, I was born blind.
And that's okay, because they can accommodate that. Have you ever heard of a course that is taught called blind awareness?
Blind awareness? No. What is that course?
Okay. That is a program that can teach the blind to see.
Oh. Well.
I know of it. It was developed by Carol Annley Arrows. And the name of her organization is Creative Community.
Oh, and how
and
do you
that
learn to
is in New York, Buffalo, New York.
And you basically learn to see?
Yeah. Not to read books necessarily, but it will allow you to develop your abilities, and you can learn to see first with your fingers, to see colors, and to sense objects and people. And then after a while, you'll be able to sense when somebody is standing in a room or somebody has placed something without seeing where they've put it or heard where they've gone. You will be able to find the object.
Wow.
And then you will be able to tell the colors that people are wearing, the shape of the clothes, without touching.
And it
eventually evolves. It uses the energy of the body that surrounds you, the etheric body.
The aura, like the...
Okay? And
oh.
It does work. I've taken that training program, and my daughter, when she was a young teenager, took it. I met one of the young students, and she developed this and had it running in through Rose Hill College in Buffalo back in the 70s and 80s.
Oh,
and there are people who teach this program throughout the state. That's why I'm giving you her name and Creative Community. Because if you contact her or if you contact me after the show, I will be glad to give you the phone number to contact them, and they'll see if there is a training course near you. It is a wonderful program, and I met one of the young people. There was a show called That's Incredible on that was in the 1970s, and this young lady was on the show, Lisa, I think her name was. She was born with sight. But at 3 months, she developed cancer in her eyes, and they had to be removed. I met her when she was in her late 20s, early 30s, as a matter of fact, down in Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, at a conference. And she went through that program, and it was on, believe it, That's Incredible. That's what it was, and That's Incredible. She was on that show because she was able to travel in her mind to places that she'd never been, like somebody's house, and describe exactly what was there. You can travel with your mind, and you can see things.
So basically,
and
if you're just
going there, before she's going, she can tell where what a room is and so forth and so on. So it gives you mobility that you wouldn't have had before.
By
this
just sitting there,
and
moving.
It's using your psychic ability in a new way.
Pretty amazing, yeah.
That's
yeah,
a fun thing to do.
Then you can tell me the number. Like, what's the phone number again? If the client
let's see if I have it with me. Hold on, dear. I don't know that I have it up here with me, but let me check. My feeling is that you should study things because I think part of what you have felt is that you have a way of reaching out and helping people to grow. You don't realize that now, but you do. And the things that you are going to accomplish in your life, if you choose to do so, are going to be absolutely phenomenal.
What
okay.
would I accomplish?
And I'd like to see you grow in that way.
So
let me see. I'm trying to find her phone number now.
I have another question about the end of times. Do
okay, go ahead. What do you want to know?
What?
What do you want to know?
Do you think the end times are we in a crossroad of ages, or?
No, I think people are looking at, I think the end times are going to be, are not really, really soon. I think there's going to be a lot of upheaval, but I think that there are going to be a lot of changes. I think there is so much good that is being done by so many souls on this earth that the demonstrated terribleness that was going to come is not going to be as bad as we thought it was, and we can be avoided. Let me give you the phone number in New York, okay, for Carol Adliero's Creative Community. Can you
okay.
take it down now?
Yeah, I'm going to write it.
Okay. It's 716.
Wait, I was just going to my file here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, what is the number now?
716.
716.
876.
876.
4414.
4414. So
yeah,
716.
Carol Adliero's. LIAROS.
What is it?
Okay, and she has the blind awareness program.
LIORAS?
Yeah, LIAROS. Okay, you can tell her that I recommended you call her for this program, okay? She knows me.
And what do you pay?
She's been my teacher for many a year.
Do you pay, like, what kind of fees are there?
I don't know what the fees are. If there's anything, it's very reasonable, very reasonable. Okay, it's done for nonprofit purposes.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I got the yeah, I got it. So
okay, good.
So one
more thing. As I said, my feeling is, my dear, that while there is going to continue to be a great deal of upset, there's going to be upheavals, geological problems, etc. We are also, as souls and as a group, evolving very, very quickly. And as we reach out and help others, we are creating our own. I don't want to say salvation in that sense, but we are creating a situation where we do not, unless we choose to, have to undergo any kind of great suffering and deprivation.
And what will happen?
The world is changing as we speak and moving to a higher level because so many souls have come in at this time to help each other to move into higher dimensions and to move forward.
Do you think I'll get any, like, psychic powers or, like...
You already have them, dear.
I do?
You don't realize it, but you already were touched by your teachers and your guides that 9/11 made such an impact upon you. You have already had them, and that's why I asked about meditation. Meditation is simply a focus of intent and quieting yourself and just asking for help or assistance or guidance from your higher self, from God, from Spirit, however you care to term the Almighty, to assist you and move ahead. The prompting that you had to call in today is a nudge from spirit or your guides to get the information, you see.
Oh, okay. And do you think the end times, like the upheaval, are going to affect this country? Like, will I be in this country or what?
Yeah, you will be here in this country. But again, I am thinking that with the blind awareness, with the opening up of awareness, now psychic abilities are with everybody, and it's just a matter of opening your awareness to the possibilities that will be a part of your life. And my feeling is, as you grow and mature, you will be of great help to many in the future.
Me?
That you chose to be born blind in order to help others who have lost their sight to know that they can expand and grow themselves, and that being sightless does not mean you are blind with all your other senses, and
so
that you can see with other parts of your body, the energy that exists around your body, your soul body, can have you see.
So do you think I'll be able to see then with this part? What do you
think? You will not see like we do with our eyes.
No,
exactly,
I'm not saying that. But, like,
but you will be able to see using the electrical energy that exists in your body, and you will be using your third eye, which is what they call the psychic area, okay, your pineal gland and your pituitary glands, to see, and that will provide you a form of sight. You'll be able to describe colors. You'll be able to know what colors are. You know, all colors have a vibration. You know, what we see with our eyes, you know, is simply light vibration that goes into our eyes and is broken down by the rods and cones of our eyes and reassembled at the base of our brain to have what we call sight and see, because it reassembles it and that's what we see. And that's what's missing. And it doesn't matter if you don't have eyes, if you didn't have the necessary rods and cones or anything else. It doesn't matter if you're missing that equipment. That's not a part. That's not important. You can still see psychically as well as anybody else.
So then I have to take this course? Is it like
if you can take this course, it would be fabulous, yeah. And it's really great. I mean, it's fabulous. As I said, I talked to this young girl, Lisa, and, you know, she finally gave up letting people know she could do this, because in college, people would walk up and say, well, tell me what color dress I'm wearing, or tell me if I'm wearing a jacket today, or, and people are always idiots walking up and telling her, tell me what I'm wearing, tell me this, tell me that, until finally she said she couldn't see, so they
see
her alone.
Now the problem
but
comes in.
She did use it and still uses it.
Yeah, the problem comes in of convincing somebody about the course.
It comes convincing about the course?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
To convince somebody that I want to take this course.
Yeah.
See, that's
it works. And there have been pilot projects, as I said. Talk to Carol Ann Lieros about it, and she can give you greater information. Now, there may be somebody wherever you live that has taken the course and can do the training. It might be just you and one person doing the training. It's not a formal classroom. It's not like that at all.
So did it come
but
to your house?
But it was developed, and it's a very successful program. And, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are. You know, they've had people in their 70s take the course and learn to see. It's really using your psychic abilities to see where the physical doesn't exist. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, then
you are not going to be limited by physical disability.
Then, yeah, then I'll call her then and see what happens. And
certainly. Absolutely. I know somebody else who lives in Arizona who does the teaching of the course, Virginia Bender, but I mean, she's got to be in her 80s now, so I don't know if she's still teaching it or not. But I know that she did travel to different, like Tucson and Phoenix and stuff, and would train people and had other people doing it. So I know there are people who do this, okay? And it does work. And I can tell you, it is not expensive at all. Okay?
Okay.
It really isn't. They're not there to make money. They're there to help people to see. And to teach them, they can go beyond. But the ARE certainly can give you a good word on Carol Ann Lieros, because she does teaching of psychic courses at the ARE. You can take courses there if you get a chance to travel to the Virginia Beach. They have courses for developing your psychic abilities based on Edgar Casey's studies.
Is this a lifelong thing
that you can do.
Is there a website I can go to for the blind course? Does she have a website?
Again, you'd have to ask Carol Ann.
Okay.
She would be able to give you much more information on that.
Yeah, thanks, then.
Okay. As far as you're concerned, my feeling is, my dear, you chose this. You are receiving, whether you realize it or not, there are a lot of people around you that you really can't see, unseen, that are very excited about you. And they are encouraging you to be all you can be, because you are going to be one of those people who is of a great help to many, many people.
You see, it's like, sometimes my feelings, the feelings, I guess, sometimes are like to reach God, almost like.
Yes, and that's what you're going to be doing. We each of us reach God. We each of us open and expand ourselves. There's another book. I'm having a gentleman. I don't know that he's got it on tape yet, but this gentleman will be talking to me on, let's see, the 31st of May, next Thursday. His name is Bob Schwartz, and he has Courageous Souls. And if you can't get that in Braille, or you might listen into the program and give us a call next week. And it talks about how, when we are between lifetimes, because our souls are born each and every time, and between lifetimes we look over the past life, and then we find out, we work with other groups of souls to decide what lessons and what qualities we want to develop for the next lifetime that we're going to be born into. And we do this planning and studying and so forth between our lifetimes to achieve our eventual positive unity, our complete unity with God eventually.
Yeah.
But it is many things that we grow through. It's not only here on this earth plane that we grow, but in other dimensions. We have lives in other dimensions. People who are born blind or have an accident or who are born deaf or born with a physical challenge, whatever it is, or even get an addiction, have special lessons that they have chosen to learn to develop soul qualities of love, compassion, understanding, patience. And sometimes they do it to help others around them develop their qualities. They come in as examples to help others.
I have one last thing to share.
What you're reaching for.
I have one more thing to share. I got to go in a couple of minutes. But
one more
thing to share is that you see the people around me, like for my family and stuff like that, they don't believe in the truth. I'm the only one here who believes in all this, in my whole family.
Yeah.
People usually laugh at me when I say all this stuff.
Well, seeing is believing, and that's no pun. As you reach and grow and you begin to be able to talk to people, and as you learn more, they will have to listen, because you will see that perhaps your reason for being in that family is to help them come to an awareness of their own qualities of soul. You chose them for a reason.
I try to convince
them. You are there to help teach them, and they are there to help teach you.
It's like when I get new information, it's like I get a feeling that I have to tell this to people. And
yes.
I tried to tell them, but people don't listen. The more you tell, I think the more they'll start listening.
Yes. Well, I tell you, when you walk the walk, when you start living the truth, then they can't shut you out. Because, as again, to talk about seeing is believing, when they see how your life changes, when they see how you grow, all right?
Yeah.
They can't say something else, because the proof is there in front of them.
And see, I got this something.
And my feeling is you probably chose this family to help them grow in a spiritual awareness. And they chose to not believe you in order for you to become more guided and more determined in your efforts to seek a higher level.
Yeah, but
and even if they don't really ever believe you, the thing is they are helping you on your pathway by their attitudes.
Oh, and one
okay?
more thing.
And you are doing so in love. I hear it in your voice.
And that one more thing is that I got this thing in the mail. I ordered it. I won it for free. It's called the Universal Energy Cleaner. And basically,
yeah.
it basically heals your body by basically spiritual machine, like heat, magnetic heat, it pulses the cells, like negative and positive energy.
Uh-huh.
And
well,
I got this from listening to a Republic Broadcasting Network.
Ah, okay. You know, I have to respect each way of doing things. There are many, many roads to Rome. The name of my company is Multiple Pathways because I believe there are many ways of achieving heaven. I don't know the equipment that you're talking about, but I do know that you can. Have you ever heard of Dr. Emoto?
No.
Okay. He wrote about the crystalline water. He's the hero. I'll have to think of his name. Emoto.
Okay.
Here's a quick thing. If you get a glass of water, doesn't matter which one.
Yeah.
And you put just the words on it. You can write it. You can type it. It doesn't clip it. It doesn't matter. Put the word love on the glass of water and hold your hands around it and just think the word love, or even put the word love on it, and or do this with also a bottle of water or something and put down healing. You actually change the molecular structure of that water.
Yeah,
okay?
I've heard that before.
And it can bring you healing.
It basically purifies the water.
It can purify the water. Raymond Grace is another person. I'm going to have him on again. He's a dowser. If you listen to me again sometime between 8 and 9 on a Thursday, he can talk to you more about how he douses for water and purifies it. But you can just put the word love and healing on a container of water, just plain old water, and it changes that water. And if you drink that water and think of healing and think of love as you drink that water, it does get in and help your body to heal.
Okay, yeah, I got to go now.
It makes a difference
thanks.
In your body.
Yeah, I have to leave now, so thanks for the information.
You're quite welcome, my dear.
So, yeah, I'll
you
talk to you.
You follow up on the ARE in Virginia Beach, the Association of Research and Enlightenment.
Yeah.
They're a wonderful organization, and they have a wonderful library. Again, I think there's things available that are on tape that you could get. Okay. Their phone number, by the way, is
757-458-3588.
Okay,
thanks.
And you can talk to them about this and about Carolyn, and you can talk about being a member, which I think costs maybe $40, $35, whatever. And if you don't have that much money, they do have some programs. You let them know that you are blind. They do have some programs that are sponsored. Okay?
Okay, yeah. I'll call you another time.
Okay. God bless you, dear. Take care.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling. At any rate, what a nice, nice young man. What a lovely young man. At any rate, yes, there are some, well, now I know why I didn't schedule anybody for tonight. It was meant to be that this young man called and heard about the Blind Awareness Program. I think that is so wonderful. It is a fabulous program, and it's very simple to do. It's very simple to learn, and it's really a wonderful situation where those who are blind can learn to see and can see long distances. And as I said, I went through it and my daughter went through it, and it works. I can only tell you that it does work, and it does work beautifully. And I remember telling someone about this years ago when I studied it. He was a radiologist, the father of one of my daughter's classmates. And he was a doctor, as I said, a radiologist. And I told him about this wonderful program, and he looked at me and said, "What good does it do to teach a blind person to see?" few times in my life, I think my jaw just sort of dropped, and I really, really couldn't think of anything to come back with but say, so they could see. You know, we are born to make our way in this world and to do wonderful, wonderful things for other people. Teaching people who are blind to see is fabulous. It doesn't matter if they have no apparatus with which to see as we know it. You can learn to see by using the energy. Yes, good evening. Welcome to the show. Hello? Well, I guess nobody's there. Yes?
Yes.
Hello?
Can I ask a question to Phyllis?
Certainly. With whom am I speaking? Hello?
Yes.
Yes. What's your name, dear?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Your name?
Laris.
Natty, okay. Hi, welcome to the show. What can I do for you this evening? How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Laris.
Okay, what's your question?
This is Laris.
Pardon?
This is Laris.
Uh-huh.
Laris.
Yes, and you're on the show. You're on the air right now. You want to ask your question? I'm Phyllis Pricer. You can ask your question now.
Yes. Can you talk about Lemuria?
Ooh, Lemuria. Okay. What exactly do you want to know about Lemuria?
What comes to your mind about it?
Well, of course, it was in the Pacific Ocean. There is a remnant of it which exists. In the Pacific Coast, I read about it in one of my books. They found some of pathways there, some of the homes and roadways that were built, and also off the coast of Japan. They think they have found some of the remnants of that organization, that civilization. What happens to it is they were on the Pacific, the way the Atlanteans were in the Atlantic area. The Lemurians were a different star people, from what I understand. I think what I recall is, as I was trying to remember, because I've been in a while since I talked about them, my feeling is that they almost preceded the Atlanteans, okay? They are more ancient. And their civilization was in decline before when the Atlanteans were just beginning. They are a very ancient people. They were technologically advanced. They were not as mechanically, technically advanced as the Atlanteans. And I believe they used their mental and psychic powers in many ways in an area that was, I would say, more relaxed than the Atlanteans did. They did not go along so highly developed in the technological, physical area. They worked more with the spirit. Is that what you were looking for, or are you looking for something else? There are many people today who are Lemurians and Atlanteans who have been born at this time. Lemurians seem to be a little bit more reserved than the Atlanteans, and I'm not sure why that is. Is that part of what you wanted to know?
Oh, no, yes. Thank you very much.
Yes. Was there any specific question about whether or not you were one once? Ma'am? Okay. At any rate, yeah, they were very interesting people, very interesting people. There's been speculation that Easter Island peoples were descendants from Lemurians and had those magnificent statues that were carved and put up, which is very, very interesting. My feeling is that is a part of the remnant of
their
civilization.
Yes, I think that we are many people at the same time, so I'm not interested in that.
Pardon? Hello? Whoever it is still on the air. there is also speculation about the Atlanteans and the Lemurians and also the ancient Incans, how they moved their vast stone and granite engineering feats with the blocks that they had. Absolutely fascinating.
Yes, I am.
Yes, hello? Are you still on? All right. Whoever is on the other line, I can't hear you very well. If there's a question, please pipe up and let me know. Otherwise, I don't know. You'll have to let me know if you're on the air and just, you know, say hello or something. At any rate, my take on it, what my understanding is that these people knew how to use their mental capacities to move large pieces of statuary or blocks of stone and other large...
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. What is your question? Yes, what is your question? Whoever it is fading in and out and not responding. Perhaps you would like to try calling back or speak up, because I have to continue on the air. I can't have dead time while I'm trying to figure out who it is. Please give me your name or call back right away. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to answer your question.
It seems to be a delay between...
Okay,
I
will wait
then.
What is your question?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Maybe we're having a little technical problem here. I did not quite get the question, but I hope I answered the question. My feeling is I've been watching shows talking about men trying to figure out...
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to... The higher dimension. Who's calling?
Good evening. My memories go to where you would take a rod, a crystalline rod, strike.
Oh, it's what?
My memories go to where you would take a crystalline rod. And
okay.
And strike it, and it would levitate the stone.
That's another one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, you just kind of.
That's Atlantean, by the way.
Okay, that was also done for building the pyramids, too.
Right, exactly, because the Atlanteans did Exodus there, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And another one was also using the power of the mind with several people getting together and using the power of the mind to levitate and place.
That's why when you moved that, you had a couple people to help you.
Exactly.
Because it had to go somewhere.
Yeah, it had to go somewhere, didn't it? Yeah, that ability was lost. That ability was lost. But my feeling is it's going to be rediscovered.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
There are so many abilities and powers and talents that we have waiting for us.
Absolutely. And your name is?
Rosemary.
Suzanne.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad you called in. I'm so glad you're participating with this and providing, the crystalline wand, yes, that's right. They use the crystals also for transportation on almost like light beams and moving like these walkways we have, these moving walkways.
Mm-hmm.
They use crystals like that.
Ooh.
That's where the story of flying carpets came from.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I forgot that.
Oh,
one.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Chicago area.
How wonderful, the Windy City.
It is really windy here today. Wind gusts up to 44 miles an hour. And
wow. And what's your background?
I'm a hypnotherapist, and I've been in metaphysics for about 50 years.
Oh, how wonderful.
And I'm a trans channel as well. And
oh, how wonderful.
And I just, it's just marvelous what we're all coming into.
Isn't it? How, what are some of the things you've seen change?
I'm seeing...
Do you have some feelings of things that are coming up that you'd like to share with the audience?
The weather's going to be more impactful but people need to remind themselves that by using their mind in a very prayerful way, many of these things can be negated.
Neutralized, right.
Mm-hmm. Neutralized.
Or at least, that they weren't so devastating, absolutely.
Right.
Because, my feeling is, and this is only my feeling, and I respect yours, too, that there are geological things that should happen,
mm-hmm.
like the Earth's crust moving and so forth and so on, but they need not cause harm.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Well, you know, most of my life, before I could read,
mm-hmm.
I would just go, and the Earth has what you call a crystal heart,
mm-hmm.
and I would just go project into that and just sing. I don't know what that memory is about, but I've done that most of my life, knowing that she's a living, sentient entity that deserves love and respect and care.
And that's what you do with the Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have that from another lifetime. You realize that?
Oh, I bet. I've been living a lot.
Yeah. You know, you were around when the Earth was forming.
Yeah.
Which is why you have this feeling of being able to go into the heart of the Earth, because you were one of those who helped with the creation of the Earth,
mm-hmm.
and sending in love into the center of it, because everything is created out of love.
Thank you. That is one memory.
So you have been one of those who participated in the creation of the Earth.
That explains a few things, because none of us has the entire picture. We have one part of the mosaic.
Right.
And not all of it. My memories go back to being formed in a group of light and being allowed to what I would call in this body, sing this reality into existence.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, you're one of those who helped with the creation of the Earth, and so you saw part of that light which exists, which is the center of all things that are created, which is what we could call the heart center.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, you were there. What is that phrase from the Bible? When the earth was formed, the angels did sing.
Mm-hmm.
I was there.
Yes.
That from somewhere. I'm not sure which part of the Bible that was, but I keep thinking near Job, but before Job.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bible. And... yeah, you were one of those who helped create the Earth, and this is not the only galaxy you've worked in, by the way. You have been a part of those who have helped form other Earths, if you will, other
mm-hmm.
matter, and creating something out of nothing, so to speak, using creative energies to bring forth a vision of perfection, given something to hold to and focus, and create it and concentrate it. Yeah, that's part of what you've done. And that's kind of what you do now with your hands.
Yes.
Okay, because when you visualize the body underneath you, my feeling is that when you do so, you see perfection in that body. You see the soul or the heart of the body.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
you perceive yourself as touching that central heart and creating the health from it. You actually work with helping change the DNA in people. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I've been so happily changing mine. with a lot
well,
of begging
what you
and
go
pleading.
Through, you can't help others go through. You know, that's what you do.
Well, it's so much wiser and easier to be kind. And,
it is. It's so much more fun.
Yeah, and it takes so much energy to be oppositional. It's just the joy of being in contact with life, whatever
yes.
form it is in.
Yes, absolutely.
Just
absolutely. And I am so glad that you decided to call in and share with us. I really am.
Well,
I'm always delighted to talk to the people who listen, and I'm always delighted to ask people to participate, because I like to learn from the people who call in, too. It's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of sharing, and I feel very blessed when I have people who listen and share with me.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions that you would have?
Well, just a comment. My friend Ronnie says that this was a volunteer assignment. And we know that we volunteered because when God sent out the call, everybody took two steps backwards, and there we were all in the front line.
Well, you know, having been in at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
you also came in to be here.
Yes.
At this time of tremendous change on this planet.
Yes.
You wanted to be here because this is part of your creation.
Mm-hmm.
And you are watching it grow.
Beautiful.
And it's a joy for you to continue, and it's a thrill to be here
mm-hmm.
as it evolves to a higher dimension, a higher vibration.
That is, when you listen to it singing, when you go out to Lake Michigan and you hear the earth talking to you.
Absolutely.
It's
and it does.
Amazing.
It is. That's why I love going out into the mountains so much.
Mm-hmm.
Although the desert sings a different song, and so does the earth, and so does the sea. You know, each one has its own mood, if we say, or its own tonal quality. But yes, there is a tremendous, and it hums. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a humming and a vibrational tone.
Very, very much. I mean, when you start doing tone healing with people, and you start asking that soul, what sound do you need to complete this sequence for you? How may
uh-huh.
I assist you? And you can see them making that gap, leaving that old pattern behind, and coming
right.
into this new frequency with comfort.
Mm-hmm.
It's for many that are hanging on to the old energies, it's not quite comfortable yet.
Right. But that's what we're here for.
Is to make it
we're here, each of us, in the places where we are to lift that vibrational quality, that tone, to the higher and next blessed level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so much fun. I know I chose to be here this time, too. I didn't have to come, but I volunteered to come, as many of us had to be here, because we've been here so long and so often
yes.
that, you know, we're all excited about being here at this very, very special time in history.
Did you ever hear of a book called Cosmic Emergency Manual Remedial Edition?
I may have heard of it. I don't know that I have read it, but there's something I read, but I don't think that's the one I read.
One of the quotes from the book that I found very, very enlightening was, "You may have been asking for reinforcements to arrive. Be of good
mm-hmm.
cheer. They have arrived. They are you."
Right. We're also getting a lot of help from other galaxies, you know that.
Oh, yes, I do. I mean, when those two supernova collided and sent their energy and blessing out to this planet, it was amazing to watch.
Right.
And we're being imbued with that energy right now, and it's just, you know,
mm-hmm.
you
sun is responding by also increasing its activity early, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really sending out a lot more radiation than it has been. There are others from other galaxies who are helping us too.
Mm-hmm.
They're here,
mm-hmm.
and they're here to help us and make sure that we make that step, because what we do impacts on other people, and we don't still get it. I think most of us that. Whatever you think, whatever you do, reverberates around the world, and it moves out into space, if you will.
Well,
that's why being peaceful and calm mm-hmm. and bringing out love is so important, because negative energy vibrates and, you know, vibrates, and it's like a tuning fork. If you hit it,
mm-hmm.
you know, other tuning forks or strings that are pulled taut vibrate. And they affect each other, and we affect how we think, how we feel,
mm-hmm.
what we envision affects other people, because we are creators.
Very much.
And that's why it's so important to create, as you say, love and healing and kindness,
mm-hmm.
because that's what is motivating this change into the higher dimension.
Awesome.
And there are those who won't change.
That's okay.
Because it's not yet their time to choose to do so. But what we do is help others. As we learn a lesson,
mm-hmm.
as we move forward, we help it make others to find it easier to make that same decision or to learn that lesson and to move forward.
Sometimes I will use an analogy, which is we work so hard to potty train our bottoms, and now we have to potty train our minds.
Having been one who used to find it very difficult to change diapers.
Yeah, if they haven't been changed in 20
years. Yeah, we do have to learn how to change our minds. Yes, we do. And to seek. And that's one of the difficult things that we face, one of the challenges we face, is creating positive energy with our thoughts and changing how we think, removing certain words from our language,
mm-hmm.
our daily habits. And those are the things that are so subtle that are so difficult. I am so glad that you called. This has been a fascinating talk. I really enjoy it.
I have one last tool to share with you and those whom you love, and that is if you ever get in that place where there's a grievance or whatever that, you know, has to go,
mm-hmm.
just put
mm-hmm.
An old-fashioned tape recorder on with a mic and ask for some containment and then let all that stuff go out into the tape recorder. Listen to it the next day or so and go, ooh, uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then say, well, I'm glad that's out, and proceed to say goodbye to it, because the spirit of entitlement is what leads us into astray.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we feel we're entitled to that behavior and entitled to that, that's what mm-hmm. always gets us into the wrong space at the wrong time.
Yeah.
But the more we give in love, the more we change.
Mm-hmm.
But the more we demand of others that they change, the slower our progress becomes.
Exactly. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. So
I think that I am going to have to let you go now. We're going to be wrapping up in a couple of minutes.
Thank you for your kindness.
But thank you so much, and I hope you will call in again.
Thank you.
I love talking to you.
Okay.
And God be with you, and thank you so much for sharing. I know everybody else has found it fascinating. I've had so much fun this hour, you can't imagine. I wish I could have 2 hours. Anyway, thank you, and I will talk to you again, and thank you again for listening.
Okay, bye.
Take care now. Good evening. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening in to The Higher Dimension. Again, I'm Phyllis Pricer. You can reach me at 202-387-2080. I do readings on the phone, and I do hypnotherapy, do regressions, can answer your questions. I work with healing, Jin Shin Jitsu, as well, and doing self-help. Again, I have had a lot of fun this evening. It's always a pleasure to be able to share. I am so glad that you all called. Fascinating. Lemuria, I haven't thought about in years. I just love talking about the Blind Awareness Program. I so much wondrously love sharing with people. So I think I just got the beat to say good night to you all. And I thank you all so much for sharing. Again, we have a wonderful guest next week, Courageous Souls. And I look forward to hearing from you. God bless. Good night. And take care. Bye-bye.